Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. Indeed, this is The Voice. For 50 years, The Voice of the Christian Resistance. And this is Pledge Week, folks. And back in the phone booth, we have Frank and Eric and 888-281-1110, or we call him Randy. And so, yes, that's right. And so we're going to get started tonight in the glass cage. We have the dog man. we got the bulldog. We got Derek there.
Woof, woof.
All right, there you go. And live in here, you heard the cackling. There's no eggs, but there's the cackling. And the cackler is Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
And right here in the studio, live tonight, Case Heinieder is my personal nurse, Elaine Conley.
Good evening, everyone.
And she's come here to, she's going to give some good information. People that pledge $100 tonight can get a free consultation.
That's correct.
All right. Okay.
Make sure you give your name and number when you donate.
Maybe you ought to get a diagnosis on Derek there. Alrighty. You heard that chuckle. Way out yonder in Missouri. He's called the Missouri legend, the Parson Joe Larson.
Hey, good evening, boss. Pleasure to be here. Hi, Lane.
Hi. How are you doing?
And so the phone lines.
Good. I could just see you trying to do a checkup on Derek there. It could be kind of scary for you.
Yeah, I work with dogs and cats, too.
All righty. There you go. Now, we got a lot going on. The phone lines are already starting to ring, and that's good. That's what we need to hear tonight, big time. And so the numbers are 888-677-9673. Folks, write them down, 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Joe, I'm going to start off in a prayer tonight because we've been in a real battle. I'm sitting here right now in front of me. I've got all these announcements because we in Ohio here, especially, but across the country, we're in a real battle with the dark, the deep state, the forces of darkness, and I mean really dark forces here in Ohio. And so let's start the program off now. Folks, let me tell you, the greatest source of truth in existence is God's Word, the Bible, the King James Bible right here. Folks, it is the greatest source of wisdom, the greatest source of knowledge, that ever existed. It's the only document that it actually is a living, breathing document. It's the only document out there with absolute authority and absolute accuracy, with absolute eyewitness account of creation from the very beginning to the days we're living in right now and what the future holds. Perfectly accurate, folks. God's Word, the Bible, is perfectly accurate. Now, I said all that to say this. God tells us very clearly, the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. The prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Now, prayer is an offensive weapon. That's where you start tonight. I'm gonna lead you in a prayer, and I need us all of you to pray, because horrible things are happening around the world, but here, especially here in Ohio. Ohio is one of the leading states for child trafficking, and we're always trying to run them down and catch these Democrats who are, excuse me, I shouldn't have chewed out those peanuts. I just had some peanuts and before the program, and it's in my throat.
You've only been doing this for 50 years. You think you might learn.
Yeah, I waited too long. Anyhow, let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, Lord, I want to pray and ask the folks out there to join me. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible thing what they're doing, especially with the children. And Lord God, our prayers are this tonight, Father God, Lord, that these prayers that we're praying would hinder, would hinder in a huge way this child trafficking, Lord, and the devil don't want me to finish this prayer. And so, Lord, we're asking that you move your mighty hand, Father God. And Lord, you come against the wickedness, the wickedness in high places out here tonight, Lord God. Father God, those that are mocking, those that are hurting children, Lord, you told us you'd be better to have a millstone hung around your neck and drowned, thrown in the sea, than to harm one of the little ones. And Father God, we're asking, Lord, that you would do that you would come against the wicked out here. Come against them, Father God, Lord, the entire Democratic Party and many of the rhinos in the Republican Party. Lord, they're plush, Lord, and it just, with child trafficking, with pedophilia, it's a horrible, horrible thing they're doing. And Lord, those same people, those same wicked people are pushing, Lord God, this issue one. The same wicked people are pushing this issue one here in Ohio, Father God. And so, Lord God, we just would ask that you would come against the wicked, come against the evil, come against those that would harm the children, come against those that would kill the babies through abortion. And Lord God, either bring them to repentance, Lord, or remove them. We ask this, Lord, we ask this, Lord, that you would spare the little ones, the children, Lord, that you would have great mercy on these children, great mercy, and come against this wickedness. And Lord God, and we see that the pedophilia is rampant within the Democratic Party, and many rhinos too are involved. These things we ask. And Lord, we ask tonight that you would bless this radio program, Lord, and move the listeners out there tonight. We've been in this battle for so long, and we've never stopped. We've never backed down. We've never, Lord, I can honestly say we've run a good race. We've fought a good fight, and we've never, ever compromised. So, Lord, let the people out there tonight, Lord God, support us. Let those phones ring, Lord. You said you have not because you ask not. Well, we're asking right now. We need to continue to fight this fight with everything that we have as we wait to hear those words from you. Well done, my good and faithful servant. These are the things we're asking in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right, let me give those numbers out again. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, we're going to start tonight in Ephesians chapter 6. So read verses 10 and 12, 10 through 12, uh-huh. And then stop.
First, I'll give them the title, Four Levels of the Dark State.
And that's what we're going to look at. One of the things that people don't understand, I had two ladies ask me if I would preach on this subject because they really didn't understand about this passage here from putting on the whole armor of God. They wanted to have that explained to them clearly. So that's what we're doing tonight, because most people don't understand. It's talking about four specific levels of corrupt government. And so go ahead and read. Well, just go ahead and read verse 10, 11 first.
All right. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
All right, so when we talk about the wiles of the devil, what does that mean, the wiles of the devil?
The lies, the deceits, the treachery, the...
Well, actually, he's talking about strategy and tactics. He's talking about the strategy and the tactics.
That would cover all those other big words, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and so the devil, Joe, is called the god of this world, one that deceiveth the whole world. I'm going to jump over very quickly, just read a verse over in 2 Corinthians 4. I'm going to read verses 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to those that are lost, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So we take a look at him here. We see what is the very first tactic that Satan used when he had his first contact with human beings?
Well, he told Eve, he created doubt. Ye shall not surely die.
Exactly, to create doubt. And that's exactly...
Create doubt.
You should not... Did God say, you know? And so here... And so the doubt was about God's what? Righteousness, his truthfulness, and his sovereignty,
word.
Huh?
And doubt of his word.
Right. And so here, when we take a look at that, we see from today, from Genesis to Revelation, what have all the New Age Bible, those that have produced all of these New Age Bibles, what have they done with the Word of God?
Created doubt.
They've created doubt, but also distortion, lot of distortion. And so here now we go ahead and read verse 12.
All right, this is the biggie. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Okay, so now here, when we see these four words, the principality, if you look that word up, the principality that he's referring to here, it's talking about either, is referring to corrupt government, what it is, and it's referring to either a city or a county or a state. And so on, how would you deal, and Elaine, just jump right in here.
Okay.
Who are we battling? Because we're constantly battling people on all four levels. But let's just say, who would we be battling corrupt on a county level?
On the county level in Cuyahoga, all of the county officials, you know, in
you
most of the suburbs.
Judges? Know, would it would be the
it
judges?
Would be judges? It would be institution. It would be businesses.
Prosecutors?
All, yes,
well, no,
right.
We're talking basically what he's referring to, those that are in government authority.
Governmental authority.
And so here, prosecutors or even county commissioners?
Right.
All of those that are have leadership in the government. And so and then he goes from there to powers. Powers. Now, powers, Joe, the definition for powers there is authority or jurisdictions or dominions. So this takes it, the powers takes it up one level to like a state level, a higher level, which would be a state level. And on a state level, who would we be, what would be those powers we'd be at war with?
Well, it would be the state Senate and House or the governor.
The governor, what about the Supreme Court? What about the state Supreme Court?
That would fall in there, right.
What about the state attorney general?
That would fall in there, all the big state offices and the elected Congress.
So we would have that. Now, we have, we do have some, a situation here in Ohio. We have a lot of rhinos.
Right.
We had Democrats that ran as Republicans. You know, they had voted Democrat, and all of a sudden, 2 years ago, the big switch, and we warned you. Well, actually, it goes back, really back to 2016, really.
Right.
We warned you about that they were doing that. I mean, I was on the air saying, these folks, listen, you better, not everyone who's got an R behind their name are Republicans. These are Democrats, and I named them off, okay, that were running as Republicans.
There were 22 of them, at least.
And people didn't realize that because in what happened, the Democrats knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they were doing, so they were voted for because the people, the Republicans, who just look for an R after their name without knowing anything about the candidates, but the Democrats knew what they were doing, so you had both the Republicans and the Democrats voting for the rhinos.
Correct.
And that's where the good people lost, like Jan Porter, okay, but that's why they did. And so, here, Joe, if you go to the third one, the rulers of the darkness, now that takes it up another level, to like a national level, with the rulers of the darkness. And we're talking about not, you know, countries. We're talking about presidents of countries and dictators. And so what else are we talking about when we talk about a national level? What is it that we're fighting? Who has been weaponized against we the people here in America today?
Deep state.
The entire deep state. We're talking about, well, not only the White House, not only Biden, you know, Sleazy Joe, and I mean really, Sleazy Joe. He's involved in the most corrupt, evil operations in existence. But what about the Attorney General, Merrick Garland?
Yeah, they've weaponized also all the national licensing boards. You know, there's only one medical society that is basically on our side as a constitutional republic.
So we have we really have a lot of fight ahead of us, don't we? I mean, we
yes,
really
we do. But you got to look at how big God is.
Absolutely.
And what He can do.
Absolutely. So you're looking at the Attorney General. We've got the most corrupt Attorney General ever in the history of the country, Merrick Garland. Again, I've said it many times, but Elaine, I think he would be very, very, very hard pressed to find someone as corrupt as himself to prosecute.
Well, the problem, you know, with D.C. is that our Congress is totally corrupt also. There is no two parties anymore. The majority of the people that are in the Biden administration never took an oath of office or signed their oaths of office. And
well,
they can't
swore an oath
those.
Of office, but they never signed it, so it never really became finalized.
Correct. And part of that is, you know, that they would abide by, you know, the Constitution, you know, and our rights. And our Congress is not going after them.
Well, Harry Truman called it. He said he got a bunch of crooks, right?
Yeah.
And so
the biggest Ponzi scheme you ever seen.
Yeah, that's true. And so we've got the FBI. We've got Chris Wray. We've got the CIA. By the way, you know, JFK, John Kennedy, tried to defund the CIA, and you saw what happened to him. Ronald Reagan wanted to defund the CIA, and you saw what happened to him. And now Donald Trump wants to defund the CIA, okay? And the NSA, and, well, we've got the court we've got now is one of the better ones, but the ones we had in 73 and 62 were totally, completely corrupted. And so here we have spiritual enemies like Joe Biden, like Merrick Garland, like Chris Wray, all around the line there. This is the third level. Then go to the fourth level there, where it talks about spiritual wickedness in high places.
World Economic Forum would be one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
United Nations.
Well, you've got, starting with the Church of Satan. The Church of Satan worldwide now is one. And so it's manifesting himself today. But you have
But you've got Council of Rome, you've got Bilderberger,
the Trilateral Commission.
These trilaterals, you've got a whole bunch of that.
The CCP, you've got Blackwater, which is, Blackwater is bigger than most of all the nations, the countries, okay? Mm-hmm. You got Klaus Schwab, you got that Yuval Harari today, George Soros, one of the most wicked. The most wicked is the International Planned Parenthood. Killed more human beings than any army in the world. International Planned Parenthood. They're completely and totally wicked. There's nothing about Planned Parenthood that is not completely evil and unclean. It's totally unclean. It's totally evil to the core.
And then you also have people that have infiltrated the freedom movement.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't turn their colors. They say they do, but you know what? They're just there to sabotage.
They're deceiving. They're out there to deceive the world, okay? So those are the darkness there that we're referring to. And, of course, we want to go over it. Let's go over to a minute to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I want to read. First, I want to read verse 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. That word bear is used not the way that we use. We usually, when we use that word bear means to carry a little. This one, it means to push against it. You need to push against it. And then in 2 Corinthians 11, 15, are you there, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, read verses 12 through 15.
But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
Okay, so here we see that today more than it's ever been. It's never been as bad as it is today. We've never had so many false preachers. The entire world, the National Council of Churches, are made up of so many. The pulpits, only a very small percentage today of those that occupy the pulpits are actually saved. Okay, mm-hmm. Today you have a United Church of the Antichrist, which they call themselves United Church of Christ today. Most all of the new pastors coming in are women, and they're all lesbians, yeah. Okay? And
some of them are even married lesbian couples co-pastoring.
Yeah.
That's a mockery, though.
And they're holding drag shows.
Yeah, yeah, and they're holding drag shows. In fact, you've got in one of those articles on that. And,
right.
And the Episcopal Church literally had a witch for its leader for a while. Okay, I don't know if she's still there.
We knew years ago that George Barna surveyed that 49% of all the pastors surveyed didn't believe in two or more of the five basic tenets of the Christian faith, which meant they weren't even Christian, let alone a pastor, servant of God. So, and it's only gone downhill since then. I'll bet now it's probably closer to 70-75%.
Okay, so things are not falling apart, as they say. They're falling exactly in place. This is exactly, right now, it's exactly the way the Lord said it would be. It's exactly the way the Lord's. So, folks, we know that we're right on track. We know exactly where we are. We know God is on the throne. He's in complete control. And we have our orders, and that is to storm the gates of hell. All right. So we're coming up to a break. We want to say Bob from New York pledged 500. Thank you, Bob. And
wow,
Carl and Carl in Cleveland pledged 500. Thank you, Carl. Thank you. All righty. We're going to go and listen to a clip now. And this is what I was praying about, folks. Here, we're going to be taking, listening to the Tim Ballard from The Sound of Freedom. I didn't hear that. Okay. Oh, well, I didn't forget Lisa. I thought I already announced little Lisa had pledged $125. Didn't I announce that before? Okay, nope. So I'll announce it again. Little Lisa pledged $125. Thank you, little Lisa. Thank you, Bob, and thank you, but Carl. Be right back after this.
This scene depicts a moment from my real life I'll never forget. I was working for the Department of Homeland Security out of Calexico, California, and I can tell you firsthand that the only reason we were able to save this precious little boy was due to the fact that they had to take him across the border at a port of entry, checkpoint, because the border walls compelled them to do so. The horrors a child faces as a victim of human trafficking demand that we take action. A child can be sold up to 20 times a day, 6 days a week, for 10 years or even longer, depending when the abuse began. Just in 2022 alone, immigration authorities encountered more than 152,000 unaccompanied minors at or near the U.S.-Mexico border, representing an all-time high. I believe every member of this committee and every good and people everywhere can agree that human trafficking is a plague and an evil that must be eradicated. Evidence of this can be seen in the response to the movie Sound of Freedom, based on my life story, which has been a surprise box office success and is sparking a national conversation on child sex slavery and trafficking, the fastest growing criminal enterprise on the planet. The conclusions I offer in this testimony are based on my professional experience as an anti-trafficking operator. After starting my professional career with the CIA, I transferred to the Department of Homeland Security. At DHS, I spent 12 years as a special agent and undercover operator for Homeland Security investigations. After leaving the federal government, I have continued the fight against human trafficking, first as the founder and CEO of the organization Operation Underground Railroad, and now as a senior advisor to the SPEAR Fund, which is an organization that funds and collaborates with experts, organizations, and concerned citizens around the globe to fight and end human trafficking. Traffickers use our southern border to bring slaves into our country for the sex industry because the United States is one of the highest consumers in child sex abuse material in the world. Our federal agents who work at the southern border are women and men of the highest integrity and dedication. Yet despite the hard work and success of agents on the ground, one thing has become vividly clear. Poor U.S. border security and broken U.S. policy are feeding the growth of human trafficking in the United States. One way this is seen is the absence of physical barriers on our border. I have personally seen how ports of entry were responsible for helping rescue a child, catch a sexual predator, and start a chain of events that rescued multiple children from his abuse. On the other hand, I've spoken with survivors who were trafficked by cartels, taking advantage of the miles of unprotected U.S. border. In one case in particular, a young woman was brought across the border at an area where no barriers or protections existed. Once in the U.S., she was sold and raped for money up to 30 to 40 times a day for 5 years before eventually escaping herself. She shared with me the tragic conclusion that had her captors been forced to attempt a crossing into our country at the port of entry, just like the little boy you saw in the film, that she would have had a better chance of being rescued. But the success we've seen in interdicting human trafficking at points of entry means nothing if our immigration policies allow traffickers to flaunt legal loopholes. Recently, members of Congress sounded the alarm on information that the government has lost track of 85,000 minors that crossed the border unaccompanied. And the New York Times reported that the Department of Health and Human Services has lost contact with thousands of children who were released to sponsors that are now, and these children are now feared of being risk for exploitation. Just in May alone, U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered an average of 435 unaccompanied minors per day. These children are prime targets for traffickers for sex or labor. Tragically, as a result of this administration's current policies, DHS and HHS have unwittingly become a child trafficking delivery service. This must stop. We must begin with finding the 85,000 missing unaccompanied children, which this administration claims is not their problem anymore. Congressman Smith's SECURE Act will help find them by holding HHS, DHS, and the FBI responsible for reporting on the status of the unaccounted for children. The SECURE Act will require these agencies to work together to locate them, assess their exposure to being trafficked, exploited, or abused, and to vet adults in their new homes for criminal activity. We pray all these kids will be found safe, but in my expert judgment, a significant number of them do not need to be merely found, but rescued from actual and active sexual abuse. Once we find these children and rescue those in need, we will be in a better position to reform the failed policies and processes that put them in the hands of abusers to begin with. Real freedom is not a phone number in the pocket of a child for an unknown sponsor or a dangerous trek across South and Central America. Real freedom is safety and protection from abuse and abusers for our most vulnerable population, our children, our future. Thank you.
All righty, we are back. And
Chairman Green, Ranking Member Thompson, and Member.
All righty, we're back. I want to thank again Bob and Carl for their pledges of 500 each, and ask if we could get some spot, if we could get some people to match them. We can get a few people to match that $500. That would be really, really great. All right, we have a lady who is a widow woman. I married her and her husband, and last November I buried her husband. And she is in dire need of a car. So Sherry, you're in there. Go ahead.
Hi, well, hi there. You pretty much covered it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm on the cell phone. While I'm looking for the Blessed Hope, I really do need a car because mine's a 2007 Escape. We can't fix it at all. It's ready to be junked. And winter's coming with the mortgage and not my husband's income. I hate to ask, but I really need some help on this. So,
okay, can you give the folks a phone number, Sherry, for those that might be able to donate? We've had in the past, several people that had cars that no longer were driving anymore, and they donated them to people like you. And so could you give people a phone number out there a couple times so they have time to write it down? People, now, you live in the Parma area. And so,
yeah, but I don't want to give out my phone number on the air.
All right, so we'll do it this way. We'll have them call the church. And we'll have the call the church, and then we'll let you call them back. How's that?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. Folks, if you can help Sherry there, and I can understand why she's afraid to give her number out over the air. She's a sissy. That's why. I'll tell you. No.
Wham, wham, wham.
All right. Anyhow, but the phone number is 440-338-1367. 440-338-1367. If you can help her, one more time, I'll give it to you. Call and leave a message. Leave your name and phone number, because, you know, we will continue to try to help you. I realize you're in a tough situation there.
Yeah, and Parma is perfect for a 15-minute city. What if I need to get out quickly?
Yeah, I know. 440-338-1367. Alrighty.
Thank you.
God bless. Alrighty. Now we
before
have.
Before you run, there's a story up right on the internet. Military base abruptly cancels Sound of Freedom's screening. Baffling producer. U.S. Southcom canceled the screening over, quote, concerns of copyright infringement, which the producer and everybody says there's no problem with that at all. But for some reason, all of a sudden, the South Command was supposed to get two showings of the movie, and they were suddenly canceled. Very confusing. The Southcom soldiers, some of them work to break up the transnational criminal organizations responsible for drug and sex trafficking, and the people in the movie wanted to inspire and thank them for their service by giving a private screening on base. But just before they were set to do it, they were both canceled by the military.
You don't think Austin and Millie, who promote drag queens and promote pedophilia would have anything to do with that, do you?
Well, I think it came a little higher up than the base commander.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly did.
You know for sure. So it came from higher up. Anyway, I just thought I'd add that just about the time, you know, we start to get a few steps forward, you see the deep state raise its ugly head. We just talked about the deep state.
Well, you know you're doing the right thing when they start coming after you.
I got to get the numbers out, folks, because the phone and the lines are not ringing right now. They got to ring. They got to ring.
And don't forget that you can get a free consultation by me if you donate $100. Leave your name and number, and I will call you back. Elaine Conley, 440-478-4073.
Better give it again.
440-478-4073.
All righty. Phone lines are open. We got to hear from you. We got to hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. You have an article there. What we were just talking about, Elaine.
Exactly. A Texas church holds a drag Sunday service to bless the Satanic Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence drag queens. The Cathedral of Hope, the world's largest LGBTQ-friendly church, hosted a drag Sunday service honoring the Satanic Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. While the churches argue that their actions are a step toward inclusivity, many conservatives see this as a blatant disregard for the sanctity of religious spaces and the teaching of the Bible. The Cathedral of Hope in Dallas is a liberal Christian church that is part of the United Church of Christ, which we've already mentioned. On Sunday morning, the Cathedral of Hope held a service to bestow blessings upon the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. I wish you could see what these people look like. They're a group of queer and trans nuns known for their blasphemous acts mocking Catholicism.
And
on Facebook,
yeah.
Well, they're not a Cathedral of Hope. They're the Cathedral of Sin. They're satanic. It's a satanic. It's got nothing to do with... They're as far from being a Christian church as you can be, but go ahead.
The word liberal Christian church, it's an oxymoron. You cannot be a liberal church and be a Christian.
No, it's like being a really fat, skinny guy or a really tall, short guy.
You can't be a really fat, skinny guy. That's perfect, yeah. So a liberal Christian doesn't go together.
The attendees also recited the Pledge of Allegiance to the satanic group during the service blessing. By blessing drag queens and openly supporting these lifestyles that are contrary to biblical teachings, these churches are setting a dangerous precedent. Today it's drag queens, tomorrow it could be other practices that are clearly against the teachings of the Bible. The slippery slope erodes the sanctity of the church and makes it difficult for congregants to distinguish between what is morally acceptable and what is not. And I've read other and heard other podcasts and articles where they're attempting to establish this type of evil as a religion that will be recognized and go up against, you know, the Christian faith.
All right. Carl in California pledges.
About those sisters long, many years ago, Pastor Ernie. They are ugly, vile, and it's basically they're on a fast track to hell, right? I mean,
yeah, they are. Victor in California pledges $25, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We've got to hear from you. The phone lines have got to ring, folks. We have 1 week, which is actually 5 days, and in that 5 days, we actually have 1 hour and 40 minutes in that 5 days to raise enough money to stay upon them for an entire month. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, it costs us a lot to be up on that month. But what are you investing in? Well, you've been listening to us all these years. You know that we've been bringing you warnings. We've tipped you off. We've been way ahead. We've exposed so many of things that the fake news media has hid from you. And we've never, ever backed down from a fight. Not one time in 50 years. So, again, Victor in California plays 25. Folks, we need to hear from you. We really need to hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, I got some good news here. This is a little good news. It's called Liberty Camp here. It's something we do here in the Northeast Ohio area. And come join us September 23rd. That's next Saturday at 5:30 to 9 p.m. 5:30 to 9 p.m. And that is going to be held at the EOUV. Now, I've never been able to figure out what that means, what that those letters are for. That's just what they refer to themselves, the EOUV event. Center is a perfect venue. It was founded by immigrants who came to this country to become a part of the American dream. The fundraiser includes a great dinner, entertainment, and prizes. A group of reenactors will be there. Some of those reenactors are from our church, a couple of them, in fact, to meet you and provide a uniquely early American atmosphere. Liberty Camp USA is a week-long day camp designed to teach elementary-age children the history of the Founding Fathers in a fun, memorial, and memorable and participative approach. Children entering 2nd through 7th grade come as time travelers, the 8th through college as young patriot reenactors. History will come alive as it is reenacted, allowing campers to experience life as a colonist in the late 1700s. Now, I've gone to several of these, and these are really dynamite. You find most of the children there, not all, but most of them, and there was like 200 the last time I went over there, come from either Christian schools or homeschools, but there are a number of them from the public school, too. And that's the ones they really need to get to the kids in the public schools. But those poor kids nowadays. So here's what you need to do, folks. It's $60. It's a banquet dinner. And it all goes to continue to help these children. Now, the good news is, Coach Donemeyer, he's got the boot camp. They do the same thing with children there, teaching them about God and about country and about how to be patriotic. You've had there's a number, a large growing number of organizations that are doing this, and one of them out there, I'm trying to just remember very quickly a list of them. Yes, okay. Created Equal is another organization. And they really help to raise up, especially they go to college kids and high school and seniors and college kids, and they go around to the different universities with a pro-life message. So there's actually a lot of good things, a lot of good people out there doing it, folks. And we really need to jump in with both feet, right?
Right. Another one is Patriot Academy. You know, they educate across the country also.
For Liberty Camp here, you need to write this number down. Call and tell them, make your reservations. It's located in Geauga County, and we're talking about people from Lake, Geauga, Ashtabula, Cuyahoga counties, or Portage and Trumbull. They're all of you folks, it's right in the middle of all of that. And so you come on out. Here's the number to call for more help to find. If you can volunteer, they need volunteers too. But ways to support, this is a really great cause, really good cause. You call 330-717-8117. Again, that's 330-717-8117. All right. Meanwhile, going back here, 888-281-1110. You got to keep the phone lines ringing, or 888-677-9673. Joe, you have an article.
I want to tie two things. We've all heard about the White House Iranian prisoner exchange, five for five, but adding $6 billion. Or in other words, $1.2 billion per hostage.
That's what it was. It was a hostage payoff, Heath.
And it was going to set the stage for all kinds of hell to come. Well, before I could even get that out, here's the headline. Taliban cracked down on Christians in Afghanistan, kidnapped an American and 14 other Europeans, members of a Swiss nonprofit, and they accused the members, including the American, of promoting Christianity, taking them hostage. It's amazing it happened immediately after what? the word got out that the $6 billion was paid and went to Qatar, and with the next day, American and others were taken hostage in Afghanistan. Now, if you believe in that kind of coincidence, I've got some swampland in Florida to sell you.
All right, Harold in Illinois pledges $240. Harold in Illinois pledges $240. Thank you, Harold. And stunning videos from Mexico of open train cars taking hordes and hordes of migrants to Biden's open border. Now, here's, obviously, we've been telling you now for 2.5 years, going on 3 years right now. Mm-hmm. Folks, you know, you people that have been listening to us, we've been telling you that Joe Biden, working for his Chinese Communist Party leaders, his job was to keep the border open. His job was to keep a good flow of fentanyl and other drugs into it. We brought in about 45,000 Chinese nationals, which are virtually plainclothes soldiers. And folks, here... And keep a steady flow of children for the Democratic Party here. And so what happens is the idea that Biden, that to bring all of these people in, is going to be enough. You know, they brought in about 7 million. And the idea is to convince these 7 million that you've got to keep, you got to go out and you got to vote. And you got to vote communist, vote Democratic. Now, what if these people... What if the word gets out to these 7 million that if you vote for Democrats, you're going to be living in a country that's just exactly like the country you ran away from? You see, you'll be turning that country, you'll be turning this country, that's the goal of the Democrats, into the country that you ran away from, to the corruption.
But they're hoping the people never hear that.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're not going to hear it on NBC, ABC, or CBS, or PMSNBC, are they?
But the whistleblowers are talking about now that actually the FBI and the CIA have been funding, you know, the drugs coming into the country and working with the cartels.
Oh, absolutely. We've known that for a long time.
Right. And so the bottom line is that all of these people are looking for refuge. You know, they're releasing, you know, prison populations, people that have been deported before. You know, et cetera, and a good number of them are sex traffickers to begin with.
I'm looking right now, I'm holding them. It's been all over the news, a train carloads of illegal immigrants coming here. And again, these are the Biden crime cartel. The Democratic Party is completely corrupt. It is completely corrupt. There's nothing worth salvageable. I mean, it's really all the way bad. And they are planning, they know that they cannot win a fair election. And so they have got all kinds of election fraud, and we're hoping that the Republicans won't be quite as stupid as they've been in the past. But we do know that things, that a number of states, the red states especially, are keeping a much closer eye. And then we do have patriots in some of the blue states, too, that are monitoring the Communist Party there when it comes to the election, because they can only win through election frauds and deceit.
Well, and a good number of states have gone to paper ballot and done away with the Dominion machines, too.
Yeah, well, Dominion has been thrown out of a number of states now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's why they sued Fox News.
Well, the other piece of this is Biden's America. The child poverty rate has more than doubled in a year. And basically, the Wall Street Journal, you know, scolded the president for his Bidenomics. And in August, the food prices, the rent went up. But you cannot sustain this type of increase. Biden tries to blame everybody else, but does not take any responsibility for what he's doing. But he's hurting the children once again. And there's no intention to correct this in any way, shape, or form. It's pure evil.
Harold in Illinois pledges $240. Thank you, Harold. All right, 888, folks.
Go ahead.
888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Joe.
Just to go along, there are two places. We've got about 17 or 18 actual border crossings, and then we've got dozens and dozens of these places they illegally come. Just the other day, Ajo, Arizona, 2,000 crossings a day. Eagle Pass, the Fox drone went out there. 2,200 people crossed over from midnight to morning. They have pictures of children crawling under the barbed wire. That's 4,200 out of two of these places out of dozens and dozens, and they tell you it's under control. But I saw something today on Newsmax, and I want to brag about them. A journalist named Michael Yon, Y-O-N, he's been all over the world. He's been reporting about illegal immigration in Europe and all these different countries. He's gone and looked at Japan, China, been all over the world, thrown out of six different countries for his reporting. They don't like the truth. He's been down at the Darien Gap in Panama. Last month, over 82,000 people crossed this Darien Gap. It's a river, big river bend, and they showed pictures of boatload after boatload after boatload after boatload. I mean, it was nauseating coming across, dumping illegals on the Panama side. And he's been down there. He said, these are gangbangers. They're illiterates. They're dumping the prisons. They're emptying their ghettos. They're emptying their insane asylums, sending over the dregs of every society are coming through this Darien Gap into Panama, coming up. These are the kind of people headed for the train. And he's talking about what they've done. This is a worldwide migration, worldwide. The people from the third world country, they're emptying out, like I said, the worst of the worst, sending them into every major country like Britain, United States, all of the Western civilization, strong countries. And he said, this is weaponized migration. And it's some of the people in the One World Order are behind it. They're trying to break down the strong governments of Western civilization, turn us all into third world, run us into debt, run us to where we can't sustain. We talked about, remember, Pastor Ernie, we talked about Cloward Piven, the theory that you overwhelm the social services, the government with what? Needy people needing what? Health care, needing money, rent, food, and everything collapses. Well, this is happening, according to Michael Yon, all over Western civilization in the world. It's the One World Order striking out. It's time people woke up. This is a real, real revolution, a real, real battle.
And in Texas, they're doing the same thing now with their governor, because he talked a tune of finishing the wall, and that was at the beginning of this year, and nothing's happened with that. The structure is down there, but nothing's going up, and he's not stopping anything. So is this another rhino in a governor's seat?
Good question. I do know that they just, what's his name, the attorney general got, they tried to get him on charges, Paxton, and he's been a solid conservative, and they tried to get him out of office. And I'm just wondering, that there must be some horrible political pressure going on.
Those were the rhinos. It was the rhinos, not the communists. It was the rhinos that tried to get him out of office, because he actually wanted to do things, you know, for real, not just stay in power.
But the rhinos are part of the communist movement.
Yeah, they are. You know, they're running as Republicans, but they're really Democrats.
They have a different name, but they're still part of the same deep state thing of trying to change America. They just call themselves Republicans, but they are communists in wolf's clothing.
All righty. Bill in Boston pledges 100. Thank you, Bill, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this. We're coming up to a break, a hard break. We'll be back right after this. We have a whole lot more to go, so don't go away. Call now during the break. Call. We'll be right back.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.